Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel is being accused of bombing areas of the Gaza Strip that civilians were told were safe. The BBC's Roisin Hasty.
The BBC has found that Israeli attacks have landed in areas Palestinians were told to go to for their own safety. Thousands of people have fled to southern Gaza, which has continued to come under bombardment. In Khan Yunis and Rafah, Israel advised people to move to areas that were bombed days later. The IDF responded by saying it takes precautionary measures to avoid harming civilians.
At a campaign fundraiser in Minneapolis Wednesday, President Biden said he thinks there should be a humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war. He has previously said he would not attempt to tell Israel how it should respond to the Hamas attack on October 7th. Donald Trump Jr. became the first member of the Trump family to testify under oath in the civil fraud trial in New York involving the Trump Organization. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Part of what the judge is going to look at is if there is a finding of liability with respect to the other adult children, then what will they be prevented from doing in the future? Will they be prevented from serving as executives in businesses located in New York, for instance?
Teachers in Portland, Oregon are on strike. Among those on the picket line, the president of the National Education Association, Becky Pringle.
Our students see us standing up for them. Our parents see us standing up for their children. And the community is in full support of teachers using this mechanism.
School administrators say there's a nationwide crisis developing, a growing shortage of those school lunch milk and juice cartons. Quentin Cavanaugh is with the school system in Anderson, South Carolina.
We definitely are seeing a problem with juice and not having those cartons. So it does create a challenge because you expect to have 10,000 servings of juice come on your truck for the week, and it doesn't show up.
The leading packaging company in North America is said to be having trouble keeping up with demand for the half-pint beverage cartons from schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and prisons. The Texas Rangers are World Series champions. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 of the Fall Classic Wednesday night in Phoenix. CBS News Texas reporter Jason Allen says, now comes the celebrating.
This is a team that's kind of in the center. It's not in Dallas or Fort Worth, and everybody wants to claim, I guess, ownership of the team. But, you know, Arlington, this is where the Rangers have made it home, and obviously this is a team that Arlington is very proud of, and they're going to do that parade right here in Arlington on Friday.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
And their Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall to the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Toronto Raptors were hitting shots from all over the floor on the way to a 113-111 win over the Milwaukee Bucks last night. The Bucks are now 500 with 2 wins and 2 losses. They host the New York Knicks tomorrow night. NFL Packers players react to the news that defensive back Rasul Douglas was traded at the deadline to Buffalo. Quarterback Jordan Love on trading the veteran for a 3rd-round draft pick.
Yeah, I think everybody in the locker room was pretty surprised by it. It's tough. It hurts. You know, Rasul is a key part of the team, you know, great leader and a great player. So everyone hates to see him leave.
The Packers dealing with a four-game losing streak. They host the Rams on Sunday. General Manager Brian Gutekunst took questions from the media and was asked, how does he think Jordan Love is doing so far at quarterback?
You know, we got 10 games left. These are going to be very important 10 games. And, you know, I think he's done a lot of really good things. Really like the way he's responded to the adversity, how he's led the team. Again, we got to be better as a unit.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 45. 34 tomorrow night. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Wednesday, November 1st. Calvin on the board, Greg Bach. With me in studio, speaking of new mom, Kristen Bry is joining the show like she does every Wednesday at 10:33. Today we're going to play the good, the bad, and the, you've got to be kidding me. Yes, whoa, Greg Bach. Try it again.
Yeah,
whoa, there indeed. Excellent. Yes, Kristen will be joining us at 10:33. Hopefully, we will get a look at little Frankie Lou, see how the baby is doing. I highly encourage you to watch our live stream on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter if you want to catch a glimpse of little Frankie Lou. So that's coming up at 10:30. Last week, she wasn't able to have the baby on because she was being a little fussy.
Kristen was?
No, the baby was.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. So. Sorry about that.
All right. So speaking of being fussy, we're going to start off this morning. I saw this yesterday afternoon. A state representative from Wisconsin, Deb Andraca, posted this on her Twitter feed. There was a meeting yesterday of the Joint Finance Committee, of which she is a member. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, she wanted to know why a tax credit to farmers wasn't indexed to inflation, but a tax credit for private school tuition was. So first of all, I like to think I'm moderately intelligent, but the list of things I do not know is long and growing longer. So I had to Google, what does it mean to index a tax credit to inflation?
And?
A tax credit indexed to inflation, Greg Bach, is a tax credit adjusted for inflation. So the value of the tax credit goes up or down based on the rate of inflation. So if the rate of inflation is 2%, then a tax credit that is indexed to inflation will increase by 2%, ensuring that the value of the tax credit is constant in real terms over time.
Which makes sense.
It does make sense. But again, this tax credit indexed to inflation was done for private school tuitions, but not for Wisconsin farmers. Hmm. And so Representative Andraca brought this up in the meeting yesterday. And Calvin, I believe we have a clip. Let's go with that.
I have a question for some of my Republican colleagues. Again, I'm still trying to make sense of what we're doing here. Just a few minutes ago, we declined to index the farmland preservation tax credit to inflation. But in this, in Senate Substitute Amendment 1, we are choosing to index private school tuition deduction to inflation. So can someone explain to me why farmers don't deserve to have their tax credit indexed, but parents who choose to send their kids to private school do?
Now, there's a long pause here.
35 seconds.
A 35-second pause. As the co-chairs of this committee, Representative Bourne, Senator Mark Lean, and the vice chairs, Representative Katzma, and vice chair, Senator Strobel, just kind of looked around.
Answer.
And nothing.
And nothing. They're just kind of, yep, I don't have to respond to you. I don't have to explain this.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. We're just gonna do this.
But here she comes back.
I guess there's really no explanation why we are choosing parents who send their kids to private school to have an index and farmers not to. We just literally made that choice to not index that tax credit for our farmers in our rural areas to inflation. So, thanks. I suppose I have my answer in my non-answer.
It's remarkable. You really need to see the clip.
Yeah. At one point, Senator Mark Lyne, is looking around the room as if to say, are you going to say something? I don't know. Are you going to say something? What, you guys want to get lunch later? I have no idea. It's fine. It's fine. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch because she's asking a simple question.
And a reasonable question.
Yeah. Why? Just
why?
What brought you the difference? What brought you the decision? Was it financial? Was it, you know, we're Wisconsin. We are a farm state. We are for farmers. We have a representative in Washington who believes he wants to work with the farmers. But this right here, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell farmers that, oh my gosh, see, like, you know, this is what's happening. They're going to say, yeah, it's been happening for decades. Any chance they can, you know, get one over on the farmers, they're going to take it.
Which is terrible.
Yes.
As you said, farming is the backbone of our economy in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just indicative to me of how little they really care about their constituents.
Yeah.
They just really don't care.
But they care about things like school choice.
Well, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing, that private school tuition should be indexed to inflation.
But that's coming from the school choice program where they're taking money from public schools and giving it to parents to spend on private schools. So it's a two-end, like, you know, they're going to get money from the state to send their kid to private school, and they get to use it on their taxes. It's not fair. And it sounds like such a second grader response, but you know what? A bunch of grown adults not being able to answer a question, pretty second grade too, in my opinion.
Well, it was like watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off when the teacher is standing up in the classroom going, anyone, anyone?
Bueller.
Hello, Bueller, anyone? But there is no embarrassment.
No.
They're not embarrassed by this.
They don't have to be embarrassed. They don't have to care.
But that's why you need to call your representative.
I've agreed.
Respectfully, don't swear at them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be argumentative. But give them a call. And if you're not sure who represents you, go to myvotewi.gov. And you can put your name and your address in there. And that will bring up every single elected official who represents you in your district. I highly, highly recommend you take advantage of that.
From your council member to your senator.
Right. It covers them all.
Yep.
And super easy. Again, myvotewi.gov. And ask them why.
Yeah.
Ask them why the private school tax credit is indexed to inflation, but not a tax credit adjusted for inflation for our farmers. I might be crazy, but it seems like one group might have a more powerful lobbying arm than the other.
You know what, Jane? I think you may be right.
You think I'm onto something there?
I mean, if not the lobby, yeah, the lobbying definitely, but also, you know, your parents knocking on your door telling you, like, did we want this? We want this. And you don't want to disappoint the parents. So it'd be like, they show no interest in caring about the farmers. And school choices are one of their hot button issues.
Right.
So of course they're going to do whatever they can to make it seem feasible, sexy, and awesome. And farmers, they get the tax credit, but whatever.
Well, and here's something else that came up, and this is in the New York Times from this morning. If you wonder what our lawmakers are doing, two Republican state lawmakers from Wisconsin, Representative John Plumer and Senator Corey Tomchick, introduced a resolution October 18th, making a brandy old-fashioned the official Wisconsin state cocktail.
Which I already thought it was.
The Wisconsin official state drink is milk. But yeah, the brandy old-fashioned is now, at least, introducing this resolution to make it the Wisconsin state cocktail. Mr. Plumer said, quote, in an interview, if you go to any other state in the country and order brandy anything, they look at you funny.
It's actually true. I have a story about that.
But I just thought, how has this never been done before?
Yeah.
It is a tongue-in-cheek resolution. And I've had a couple of calls from people, don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do.
You heard that. Say it again.
Don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do. This is what makes Wisconsin unique.
I don't have a response to that statement. First of all, resolutions are not tongue-in-cheek. They hold certain sway because brandy old-fashioned, brandy, like all those things, like you're usually lobbied on behalf of people to make those things happen. But just to make it the official state drink and to say it's tongue-in-cheek, that is a dumb thing to say out loud. And then to say there's not more important things to do, and that's who we are, you just, one, you make it seem like there's nothing going on in the state, and two, like we're a bunch of podunk drunks. Ugh.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call, you can text. I just want to know if I'm the only one whose head is kind of exploding over this.
I mean, I didn't know until you showed me. I when I read the actual quote, that was basically, I will say he is correct, though. The brandy thing is odd to other people. I was in Canada a couple months ago, and they had a bourbon old-fashioned, and I said, oh, I'm surprised they don't have a brandy old-fashioned. And my brother-in-law said, what are you talking about? And I explained it to him. He goes, nobody does that. I'm like, we do.
And
Wisconsin's one of the top consumers of Korbel brandy,
right,
because of that. And then he said to the bartender, he goes, have you ever heard of a brandy old-fashioned? And he goes, no. And then my brother-in-law looks at me and goes, see? I'm like, just because you don't know doesn't mean it's not a thing.
I agree with you. It is a very uniquely Wisconsin thing.
It's delicious.
But if we're going to talk about things we drink that could use some attention, maybe our water would be a good place to start to focus on.
Yeah,
that might be a little bit more valuable. They sound like they're a bunch of frat boys just hanging around at the Capitol going, I don't know, let's name a Wisconsin state cocktail. It'll be fun.
I like the hiccup. I like the hiccup.
Thank you.
There. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of things that are more important. Child care.
PFAS.
PFAS. CAFOs.
Yes.
Fecal floods.
Yes.
Third day in a row.
Oh, nice.
There are a ton of things we can be doing right now. And if this person represents your district, remember that. They care more about making booze drink proclamations than they do about the area in which they represent.
Or helping our farmers.
Yeah.
I mean, myvotewi.gov.
Get those phone numbers.
I can't say it enough. Myvotewi.gov. Go to that website. See who your representatives are. And then give them a couple friendly phone calls. Again, the co-chairs of this committee that just indexed inflation for private school tuition, but not for farmers. Representative Bourne and Senator Markline are co-chairs. Representative Katzma and Senator Dewey Strabel are vice chairs. So I suggest that if they are your representatives, you should reach out and say hello.
And ask them questions.
844-967-2789. We're coming up against the break. We will be right back. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Greg Buck with me in studio, and you at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Just a few minutes from now, around 10:33, Kristen will be joining us from home. We're going to do a round of the good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me. It's a pretty incredible story. I shared it with Greg yesterday. It's pretty remarkable. Right now, though, we're talking about Representative Deb Andraca. If you're a farmer in Wisconsin, you should be highly annoyed.
Or just totally unsurprised.
Unsurprised. That yesterday, during a meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, Deb Andraca asked why a tax credit to farmers wasn't indexed to inflation, but a tax credit for private school tuition was. And her reply was dead silence.
35 seconds.
35 seconds of dead silence when she asked her Republican colleagues why they went with the private school tax credit, but not the tax credit for farmers. She got absolutely no response at all.
And honestly, like, if you're listening to this right now and you got opinions on this, call 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, because we can't be the only ones in this area, state, city that's
outraged,
surprised, shocked, and it just and also embarrassed and disappointed. Those two things as well. I'm going to throw in embarrassed and disappointed because when those individuals go for their reelection, they're going to go to farms.
Yes.
They're going to go to the local diner. They're going to go to all those places where
I work for you.
And those farmers are going to put their hands in their pockets and go, nah, you don't. So, you know, I'd love to see more farmers run for office. I know they have their farms. I'm not saying do it. I understand why you can't. But more farmers running for office? Oh, that would be.
It would certainly bring a much needed perspective, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm wondering how many farmers we may or may not have serving right now. That's a question I can find out. But yeah, I don't know. It just. At this point, yeah, they have to be not shocked and not surprised.
I think it's just worth watching the video to reinforce the attitude of some of our lawmakers. And I don't have to answer that question because I don't like it.
No.
I'm not gonna.
I'll outwait you.
Yeah. I'll just sit and twiddle my thumbs and we'll hang around. And it's so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that's how they view us as their constituency, that's not good.
No, it's not.
It's not good. And then, of course, on the plus side, well, at least we have a resolution to have a brandy-based old-fashioned as the official Wisconsin cocktail, because that is the important stuff we need to cover.
We did it, folks.
Well, it hasn't been approved yet.
Oh, sorry.
There's just a resolution for that, so let's not get too excited about it.
I don't want to jinx anything.
But that's what they're focusing on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yay, well done. And that's Representative John Plumer and Senator Corey Tomchek, who introduced this resolution to make the brandy old-fashioned our official state cocktail. He did admit, Mr. Plumer said, I did have a couple of calls from people. Don't you have more important work to do? But I don't think we do.
Nope.
This is what makes Wisconsin unique. Yeah. 844 877-267-2789. We're going to move on from this after 10:33 when Kristen joins us for the good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Monique Minkins is the executive director for the group called End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get them on. Today's, what, the first day after the end of October?
Yeah.
But they came out with a report recently that has some really, really disturbing numbers about the number of domestic violence cases in Wisconsin and where they're happening. And it's not necessarily only in urban areas that you might think this occurs.
No, I mean, I have to imagine that happens everywhere.
And tragically, it does.
Yeah.
And then I sprung this on Greg, but at 11:33, we're going to reveal something really shocking.
Okay. All right.
I couldn't believe it when I found out that that Greg likes doing this.
Oh, right. Okay. The phrasing has now just made me sound creepy.
If the hobby fits, I don't know.
Oh, okay. You know what? We'll talk about this later. We will talk about this later in the show, and I can't wait for people to just be so unmoved by what this is. And also, I'm not a creeper, anybody.
He's not a creeper.
And the thing I do is helpful.
Yes, it is.
So there you go.
Yes, it absolutely is. So that's coming up.
So ha ha.
At 11:33, Greg's big secret, and then you can share your big secrets as well. As far as things that you like to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I find it a little odd.
Do you know what I didn't like doing this morning?
I have driving to work.
Removing my car from a shell of ice.
Oh, did you not park in the garage?
I have to. This is my job. And because it's my stuff, I have to take all the stuff out of the garage. I have to clean the garage or just straighten it up. So there's enough room for both cars comfortably. Because right now,
is it stuffed?
It's not stuffed. Actually, we could probably put two cars in there, but it would be very tight to get them out. And I don't want to do that. And so this is my doing. I will handle it this weekend. But when I woke up this morning, I thought, oh, there's some snow in there. And I did that thing where you like run your hand to get the snow.
Yeah.
And it's just bumpy,
yeah,
hard ice. You're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm now starting my car
so you can melt it off.
Exactly. Yeah,
so you can melt it off.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Fox Valley got almost 5 inches of snow, 4 inches in the suburbs around Milwaukee. It was practically raining snow yesterday afternoon, right around the time that the trick-or-treaters were supposed to be going out. It was crazy. So that really heavy, wet, lots of moisture in there. Yeah. It was that kind of, and then it froze overnight solid. So all right, you're going to be busy this weekend cleaning out that garage.
Oh, yeah.
Stay with us. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, new mom Kristen Bry will be joining us. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up to now, we sailed through every storm. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief, hundreds of dual passport holders and dozens of seriously injured people have crossed from Gaza into Egypt, says CBS's Robert Berger.
The border crossing has been closed to civilians since the beginning of the war more than 3 weeks ago, and it's been difficult negotiations to try and get it open.
Striking teachers in Portland, Oregon were joined on the picket line by the president of the National Education Association, Becky Pringle.
We're not going to allow them to continue to go into classrooms where there are 33 students and they can't get the individual attention they need.
There's a nationwide shortage of those half-pint school lunch milk and juice cartons. Jennifer Stevenson is with the school system in Pickens County, South Carolina.
We'll take care of your kids if they need milk or want milk, that we'll have it available in whatever way that is.
The packaging company that makes most of the cartons in North America is having a hard time keeping up with the demand. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 26. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Highs around 45. 34 tomorrow night. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
The Shaw.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Bach with me in studio, and joining us on the live stream from home, Kristen Bry. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am good, but I did not sleep great, so we will see how quickly my brain works this morning.
Right. Was it just a rough night with the baby, or?
It wasn't even that she was rough. I just couldn't, like, she woke up at one point, and like, I just couldn't, I never fell back asleep. So sometimes you just can't turn your brain off.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. How is she doing?
She's good. She's downstairs right now with my sister-in-law, her Aunt Megan. And so we'll see if we hear her cry. But I've armed her with a bottle.
Okay.
So we'll see if that can subdue her if possible. Otherwise, we may get a crying baby in the background.
That's, hey, there's, we were always looking for new background music. That's absolutely fine. Not a problem.
Jane will take Frankie any way she can get her.
Yes, I absolutely will. So I'm going to come and force myself on you this weekend.
That's good, because Mike's going to the Packer game.
Oh, yes.
So I will be, and he's going up on Saturday. They're going to spend the night up at the casino, you know, boys trip, and then they're going to the game on Sunday. So I will be here trying to find things, because this week we got a built-in into our living room,
okay,
which looks great. But do you guys ever know the experience of when you try to clean up because there's a new, like, we're trying to get reorganized, like, new things are going here and things just end up in boxes of like my AirPods or my nursing bra or the things that you need on a daily basis that then get put in a box somewhere as your attempt to clean up. And then you go to find it and you have no idea where it is.
And
you spend like 15 minutes trying to find the thing that you need. That's kind of like the mode that I'm in right now. So I think this weekend will be a decluttering of sorts as much as Frankie will let me.
Well, I will be there so I could keep her entertained while you try and find your nursing bra.
I'll take care of the baby. You work.
You go do
the things that you need to get done. I'll just watch the baby.
I'll just hold her and stare at her and all that fun stuff. That sounds good. All right, we're gonna do the good, the bad, and you have got to be kidding me. While you are here with us, Kristen Bry, and this jumped out at me. And I kind of feel badly because I can't believe I agree with this person on anything. But Missouri Senator Josh Hawley wants to get money out of politics.
You know who else has said things along those lines is Matt Gaetz.
Yes.
He's had some fiery floor speeches talking about the corruption and money in politics. That, again, it's like, wait, what? We agree.
I know.
You poofy, paired, pompous.
Big forehead.
I was going to say, the only thing he and I have in common are forehead lengths. They go far back.
Yeah.
So, but tell me more. I did not hear this about Josh Hawley.
Yeah, this is from CNN. Senate Leader McConnell bluntly warned Republican senators in a private meeting yesterday not to sign on to a bill from Josh Hawley that is aimed at limiting corporate money bankrolling high-powered outside groups. McConnell told them that many of them only have their seats because of the super PAC he has long controlled. So you know that means that they're going to crumble. Hawley will crumble.
And this is not I'm not making fun of what happened to Senator McConnell a couple months ago, but he isn't the most fiery person. So it's that thing of like, he's coming at you with that grandpa voice, but it's real threatening. All right, we are sorry, we will do nothing, you will end us.
Absolutely. In an interview, Josh Hawley defended the bill. He said corporate influence should be limited in elections. I think it's wrong as an original matter. I think it's warping our politics, and I see no reason for conservatives to defend it. My brain can't take this.
Is there more support besides him? Like, this is actually something that we should be applauding, right? As far as no matter who it comes from.
So according to a list of senators obtained by CNN, McConnell singled out a number of lawmakers: Mike Brown of Indiana, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Joni Ernst, Iowa, Roger Marshall, Kansas, Susan Collins of Maine, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Eric Schmidt of Missouri, Ted Budd of North Carolina, J.D. Vance of Ohio,
what?
And our very own Ron Johnson.
They all support
these are all people
this?
Who support this bill?
No, well, apparently, yeah, because McConnell singled out a number of lawmakers who have benefited from his super PAC over the last three cycles, just to kind of say, you owe me, kids. We helped get you where you are.
This story wins the award for best faces that's made us all make. Like, everyone, all three of us have been like,
what?
Like, just pure, like, shock and horror.
In 2018, Josh Hawley got more than $20 million from McConnell's PAC.
Wow. I mean,
I am just stunned and amazed that
they had the guts to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, this, we'll see what happens now. Now that Grandpa Mitch has laid down the law.
Yeah.
I can't see that this is going to go anywhere. It would be wonderful if it would. We talk about this all the time on how money and politics has just corrupted the entire process. And it doesn't work for any of our benefits as constituents.
No,
it only works for the lobbyists and the corporations that are benefiting from it. I think I heard you guys yesterday talking about taxes and like the tax lobby, as far as like, it's in their best interest that you continue to have to pay to get your taxes done.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like every other country where they just send you a bill and they're like, this is how much you owe.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, no, we kind of have an idea of how much you owe, but we're going to make you. Oh, God. Oh, this is my brain, my mom brain. If you screw up, you are on the hook for it. It's your problem, instead of us being the government knowing how much you owe.
Well, and as we were talking about yesterday, it is the IRS wanted to build a place on their website for people to file their taxes. So you don't have to hire someone. You don't have to hire an outside accountant. You don't have to, don't have to go to H&R Block. You don't have to do all that stuff. And which seems to me like it would be a good thing, unless you happen to work in that industry.
It's where it's another John Oliver reference I make. You think like, yeah, this makes so much sense. And as soon as they lay down all of the details, you're like, of course they're spending tens of millions of dollars lobbying every year to make sure that it's never easier for us, never cheaper for
right.
us. I mean, I was saying about this. I mean, it just seems like every year our bill to H&R Block goes up dramatically.
Yes.
Like not $50. Like all of a sudden, like that'll be $400. I'm like, but why? They're like, because you have the safety, because you get the service. And of course, you know, do you want this thing that if we find differences or problems, we'll be protected and you won't? Of course we do. And then it's expensive. It's like, I just want to find a guy or a woman, somebody who's like 70, who I'll just give them all this stuff. Here's some money. Here's a bottle of something. Do my taxes. Thank you.
Let me know if you find that person.
I think those people exist, Greg.
They do. We tried it once. It failed horribly.
Oh.
We didn't get a problem with taxes. Like, we were fine with the taxes. It was just, we were living in Racine at the time. He lived in Milwaukee. We had to go back and forth, and it just became, at the end of the day. And then he ended up having to use the software that cost us money anyway.
Oh,
so,
boy.
So it just ended up being a big waste of time. I want a guy. I just want a guy.
Just a guy. I just need a guy. All right. Good, the bad, and the you've got to be kidding me with Kristen Bryant joining us from home. Moving on to the bad, and we've talked about this before, Greg, that sometimes there is so much news that we can't even address everything and things get lost.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple more mass shootings in this country.
Yeah.
Tragically. One was in Maine, in Lewiston, killed, 18 people, left 13 more injured. Months before this happened, people were voicing their concerns about his mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This happened also in Louisville, Kentucky, about a year before Connor Sturgeon gunned down his co-workers at a bank in April. Some people close to him knew he was having problems. And yet they were both able to buy guns. And when we have these mass shootings, at least some of our lawmakers always seem to say, well, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Mm-hmm. And yet we don't fund anything to increase or improve our mental health services. And then it's this cycle that just never, never, ever seems to end.
Yeah. Yep. And the whole, they were told, they were made aware there was a problem, like going to check up on people, doing wellness checks, things of that, welfare checks, wellness checks. It's just piled onto the frustration that's become this problem in our country. And I don't, like, you know, I don't know. I wish I had something profound to say. I do not.
Well, and it's just in this one instance, in this shooting that happened in Maine, he was in the Army Reserves, and there was follow-up between local police and the Army Reserves over his apparent paranoia.
Yeah.
His vocal threats to shoot people. He was acting aggressively in recent months. He was never taken into protective custody or judged mentally incompetent. No one ever took his weapons away. And again, I just think this is indicative. We have to take some actual concrete steps.
It's just some common
sense. Well, at least even just with the mental, like, put your money where your mouth is. If you think it's mental health and that's what you're saying it is, fund it. If we didn't do it in this state, the year of mental health, that didn't happen because that's just not what the priority was in the final budget, right? Even though, I mean, obviously the year of mental health was coined by Governor Evers, but regardless of the talking points that the Republicans in our state have when it comes to gun rights, you know, put an armed police officer in every school. Arm the teachers, like, make the security doors stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still mental health. It's not the guns.
Right.
But we're not going to actually fund mental health.
Yeah, exactly. We have Bill from Oconomowoc on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
As a person who owns a lot of guns and uses them competitively and for the outdoors and never on people, it's simple math. More guns, more deaths. That was spoken to me my father before he passed away. And Scott Walker was pushing concealed carry. And he said, Bill, after I'm gone, the country is going to turn into Dodge City. Well, we're living in Dodge City as we speak. And these people who can't comprehend if you have more guns, you'll have more killings are the problem. It's not even the gun. It's their intelligence or lack of. Understand that the more, it's kind of like, can you imagine if you managed alcoholism like that? Can you imagine if you managed a drug program like that? By saying, well, the way to cure this is more drugs or more alcohol. No, it's not. Same way to cure with guns. We have to have a license to drive a car, and we should. If you want to carry a gun, I'm all for it. But get 40 hours a year of training, carry insurance, and renew your license every year. And you're welcome to exercise your Second Amendment right. But it doesn't say in the Second Amendment all people shall have guns.
Thank you so much, Bill. And again, you are a gun owner, and I think a lot of gun owners like you agree with that. It is the extremists who are like the guy from Oklahoma that Jon Stewart interviewed about when will more guns make us safer, because it hasn't happened yet. I just think a lot more people agree with Bill than agree with these free-for-alls, and everybody should have a gun anytime for any reason. All right, we're up against the break. We will be right back. Stay with us. Kristen Bry is here. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stick around. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this Saturday, November 4th. The Pioneers will also celebrate Senior Day as the Big Blue of Millikan University visits the Schneid. You can catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll versus Millikan for the final home game this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Like the storm in the sky.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bride. Calvin on the board. Greg Bach in studio. Mama is with us. Kristen Bride joining us on the stream. You can always watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter if you want to check in and see how things are doing. No Frankie Lou today. She is being coddled by her auntie.
Her auntie's up from, went to Shania Twain last night.
Oh.
She's up from, she lives in Chicago or outside of Chicago. And so her and some of her friends went to Shania Twain. And so she stayed at her house last night. So now she's getting her snuggles in with Frances Louise.
That's fabulous. We were doing the good, the bad, and you have got to be kidding me. And we move on now to the, you've got to be kidding me, especially for this time of year. Halloween was yesterday. It seems kind of perfect. This is from NBC News. Airbnb and the owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there. This happened in July for their 50th high school reunion. So this is an old, old home. It looks kind of spooky. It's got a turret room and all that stuff. And apparently everything was great for the first 3 days. But then on the evening of July 26th, two of the senior women staying in the turret room were shocked awake by screeching noises and dark shapes moving along the walls. They ran into the hallway, slammed the door shut, tried to seal it up with blankets. Right after that, another bat came screeching down the hallway. More bats followed. The women ran to the stairs, found it consumed with bats. More and more bats began entering the living quarters. They were coming down the old walls, entering through the gaps in the baseboards. The night was littered with screams that could be heard from one room to the next to the next.
We should have spooky music playing right now, and you should be like a Vincent Price type, like...
This is, we just finished watching the Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's all based on like Edgar Allan Poe spookiness. And like, without giving too much away, this feels like one of the death scenes in that movie, that like death by a thousand bats.
Oh yeah.
And sounds like a terrifying cinematic experience of just being consumed by flying rodents. Oh my God, I have like the goosebumps.
It gets worse. The bats got entangled in some of the women's hair. Some of them were hit by the bats. Others were bitten by the bats.
Please get on the live stream right now and watch this happening, people.
It didn't end until dawn when the bats retreated to the attic.
Tell the best part, though.
Oh, God. It's just... So they found a large colony of Michigan brown bats living in the attic. The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano caking the floor, as well as bat urine running down the basement walls. The exterminator estimated the colony had been there for years.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
So, yes, they're getting sued. Airbnb and the owner of this property after this happened.
Rightfully so.
I mean, I would agree with you.
Rightfully so, but Airbnb does a really good job of insulating themselves from those types of things because, like, it's not our problem. Sue the homeowner. Yeah. Like, oh, if it happened to me, I'd have died. Heart attack, dead. But this is one of the funniest, especially the way you read it. It's so wonderful.
Well, it's just like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those.
And it's just these poor women, because it's their 50th high school reunion. Yeah. So these are women like in their 60s.
Well into their 60s.
Just don't even know what to do. Like, what do you leave? Like, do you go get a hotel for the night? Like, what did they even do after that? Obviously some of them had to go to the hospital and make sure they didn't have rabies.
They had to get rabies shots.
Oh my god,
if you get bit by a bat, you have to go through a rabies series. I'm almost positive. So yeah. That's why
that's all over my body.
I said, you gotta be kidding me.
Mark my words, this will be a movie in a year to a year and a half.
And at least a scene in a movie.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And like you said, it would fit right in that Netflix series, the Fall of the House of Usher, which I watched on the recommendation of a listener.
Get the cast from 80 for Brady. Put them in here. Just Rita Moreno just taking it out of batch. It's like, I got an Academy Award. That's what I got.
That's a great idea. There's our million-dollar really idea, you guys, right there. We'll write a movie for Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin fighting off bats.
Sally Field. Diane Keaton in there.
Oh, you got a hit.
Candace Bergen. Put the whole crew in a
cameo by
hit.
Dolly Parton.
Bat-alicious.
Bat-alicious.
Speaking of Bat-alicious, we only got a couple of minutes left. What did you do with Halloween costumes with the baby?
So we had two. We ended up not doing anything on Saturday. So we went out last night. We just went to dinner. And I'll get to that in a minute. So I decided a while ago that, like, would I be a postpartum mom or would I be the dude from The Big Lebowski? Because both are basically the same. So I was the dude from Big Lebowski. Mike was Walter, and he actually looked excellent.
That's great.
And then Frankie was a bowling ball. And awesome. Earlier in the day, she was Daddy's favorite, aka a bottle of ketchup.
Perfect.
So that was her earlier. Anyone who knows this show knows that my husband is a big fan. Big fan of ketchup. Huge fan of ketchup. So that was her earlier costume. Then we went as the Big Lebowski for the night, but we didn't really have anywhere to go because trick-or-treating had already happened in our neighborhood. So I was like, all right, let's just go out to dinner so like someone sees our costume. So we go to Maxie's, which is like soul food. We walk in, like, no one's really in costume. And I don't think anyone realized we were in costume.
Oh no, that's the worst.
And I just felt the need. Like, I don't often feel the need to be like, hey, by the way, justifying why we look like this. But I literally felt by the time we left, I told the hostess, I was like, just so you know, like, we're in costume. Like, I don't just dress like a slob and my husband doesn't just look like a ranger, like a park ranger all the time. Like, we were the Big Lebowski. She's like, oh, that makes more sense. Like, she definitely thought that we just rolled in there and this is how we dress.
That's beautiful. It just shows how good you were at portraying the characters. Ooh. Kristen, you really embodied them.
Sure, we'll go with that.
All right. Well, have a great week. We will see you next Wednesday at 10:33. Squeeze the baby, and we will see you soon. All right.
Bye, guys.
Take care,
bye,
my friends. We have top of the hour news is coming up next. We will be back right after that. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to the Shaw. To the Shaw.
WEEK 545 Jackson.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.